AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Demands are made to release the body cam video during the funeral for a black man killed by deputies. Ed Donahue has more.
Many of the mourners were wearing white t-shirts with Andrew Brown Jr.'s image and the words, "Say his name."
We're going to get through this, family. We're going to get through this.
An independent autopsy commissioned by his family said Brown was shot 5 times, including once in the back of the head. A judge has delayed release of body camera video.
I know a con game when I see it.
Reverend Al Sharpton doesn't like the explanation.
Don't want to release the tape. It might prejudice the grand jury. What, a grand jury supposed to see the tape themselves? Shell game.
Brown was being served search and arrest warrants, accusing him of possessing small amounts of cocaine and methamphetamine that he intended to sell. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Biden visited an elementary school and Tidewater Community College near Norfolk, Virginia today. He talked about his plan to increase spending on education and children, part of the $1.8 trillion families proposal. And how would it be paid for?
It doesn't add a single penny to our deficit. It's paid for by making sure corporate America and the wealthiest 1% just pay their fair share.
Together, the two spending plans have a combined cost of about $4 trillion. Many Republicans are opposed to both the proposals and their costs. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says Republicans are open to a far slimmer $600 billion infrastructure bill, paid for not through tax increases on big companies and the wealthiest people, rather through increases in user fees. The Environmental Protection Agency is proposing to phase down production and use of hydrofluorocarbons, highly potent greenhouse gases commonly used in refrigerators and air conditioners. It is the first Biden administration rule aimed at combating climate change. The proposed rule follows through on a law Congress passed in December. This is AP News. President Biden raises the number of refugees to be allowed into the U.S.
President Joe Biden will formally lift the nation's refugee cap to 62,500 this year. The decision comes after Biden came under intense criticism for delaying a decision to lift the 15,000 refugee limit instituted by President Donald Trump. In a statement, Biden said the new limit erases the historically low number set by the previous administration. However, Biden called it a sad truth that the cap of 62,500 refugees will not be met by the end of the fiscal year in September. Biden plans on setting the refugee cap at 125,000 for the 2022 fiscal year. Mike Gracia, Washington.
AOL and Yahoo being sold again, this time to a private equity firm. Verizon, after paying about $9 billion for the pair starting in 2015, will sell Verizon Media. In a $5 billion deal, the new company will be called Yahoo. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.